Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In 1 hour, Anissa Abd El Fattah will join us. She is the director of the National Association of Muslim American Women, also known as NAMAW. It'll be very interesting to talk to her this morning because Mark Lynn, I understand, had a very interesting show last night, subbing for Michael Collins Piper on this network. Mark had indicated to me that he was going to be talking about some cultural issues based upon some things that I and one other person had sent to him that provide an interesting juxtaposition between American Jewish culture, which has permeated the larger American cultural scene, and that which we think of as Islamic as it pertains to the role and perceptions of women in those respective cultures. We'll be talking about this a little bit more in a little bit with Anissa in approximately 1 hour from now, among many other things. Well, folks, last night was the night. Barry Bonds hit home run number 756 in San Francisco. Why is this important, or is it important at all? I'll be talking about this a little bit this morning after the first commercial break. I think it is important, but maybe for reasons that are not generally recognized by 99% of the American public that has been following this thing. Where were you in October of 1962? You may not have been alive. And if you were alive and are old enough to remember, where were you? I was living outside San Francisco at that time, in Sacramento, California. I was living on an Air Force base, McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento, or just outside of it, on a military reservation, a housing section for military people. My father, unbeknownst to me at the time, was working for a secretive division of Air Force intelligence known as the Air Force Technical Applications Center, or AFTAC. You can read about AFTAC today online. It was working in conjunction with the CIA and the Atomic Energy Agency to monitor Soviet nuclear explosions. You can imagine what an interesting job that must have been for my father in October of 1962, because that was the month and the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis, when Kennedy and Khrushchev were eyeballing one another over the introduction of Russian missiles into Cuba. My dad, unbeknownst to me, was directly involved in this. But I remember October 1962 for yet another reason. The San Francisco Giants, Barry Bonds' team, were in the World Series that year against the New York Yankees. If you check out the record, that series went 7 games before the Giants lost the final in San Francisco in Candlestick Park 1-0 when Ralph Terry defeated Jack Sanford. The Giants at the time, in the 9th inning, had the tying run on third base in the personage of Matty Alou, Felipe Alou's younger brother. Willie Mays was on second base with the winning run, having doubled off of Ralph Terry down the right field line. First base was open, and the awesome Willie McCovey came to the plate to hit against Ralph Terry. Now, many of you may remember what happened. Unbelievably, Ralph Houk, the Yankee manager, did not walk Willie McCovey intentionally. In all the years since then, nobody's been able to figure that out. Had he done so, Ralph Terry would have been facing Orlando Cepeda with the bases loaded, but at least it would have been right-handed pitcher against right-handed hitter. McCovey lined out to end the World Series, and the Giants lost with a tying run on third and the winning run on second. I'll discuss October of 1962 when I come back, along with Barry Bonds from last night, and why it's important. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Anissa Abd El Fattah will be with us at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. She is the National Director of the National Association of Muslim American Women. We'll be talking about all kinds of things with her for 2 hours. That should be a very interesting show. Getting back to October of 1962, in juxtaposition with last night, in October of 1962, I was in the second grade. I was going to a public school in Sacramento, California, that was there for military kids, primarily Air Force kids. My dad was stationed at McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento, California. Unbeknownst to me, he was working for the Air Force Technical Applications Center, or AFTAC. That is a separate command of the Air Force. Its very existence in 1962 was a state secret. You can now read about AFTAC, which still exists, by the way. In those days, its command was headquartered in Washington, D.C., downtown Washington, D.C. Today, it is located at Patrick Air Force Base in Florida. But if you check out AFTAC.gov, AFTAC.gov, you can read a little bit about this organization. But the long and the short of it is, is that it was created by Dwight David Eisenhower when he was president. It was created as an organization to facilitate the Air Force's end of things with the CIA and with the Atomic Energy Commission to regulate Soviet nuclear explosions above ground and below ground and underneath the water. So you can imagine in October of 1962 what it must have been like for my dad to work for this organization, given the fact that this was the month and year of the Cuban Missile Crisis. As I was saying before the break, October of 1962 is very firmly in my memory for yet another reason. That was the year of the World Series between the San Francisco Giants, my team, and the New York Yankees. My dad used to take my brother and me to Candlestick Park in San Francisco for Giant games in the early 1960s. Those were the days of Willie Mays in his prime, Juan Marichal in his prime, Willie McCovey in his prime, Orlando Cepeda, Felipe and Matty Alou, Jack Sanford, a very young Gaylord Perry, Tom Haller, Ed Bailey. The list of these fellows goes on and on. Jimmy Davenport, just a few of the names that come to mind that were on that 1962 team that faced the New York Yankees. And that series, that World Series, went seven games. It came down to the last out of the last inning of the last game, as I was saying before the break. Matty Alou, in the bottom of the ninth inning with the Giants trailing 1-0, Matty Alou was able to drag bunt his way onto first base off of Ralph Terry. The next two hitters, Felipe Alou, in more recent years the Giant manager, up until this year, I think, Felipe Alou, Matty's brother, and then Chuck Hiller, the Giant weak-hitting second baseman who, interestingly enough, was probably the worst hitter in World Series history, one of them, and yet he hit a Grand Slam home run at an earlier point in that World Series off Marshall Bridges. But Chuck Hiller, like Felipe Alou, struck out that inning trying to advance Matty Alou to second base with a tying run. That left the tying run at first base with two out. Willie Mays came to the plate and hit a double off of Ralph Terry that went down the right field line. Those of you who remember that World Series might recall that it may have been the longest World Series ever played because of the number of games that had been rained out in San Francisco before Game 7. The Candlestick Park outfield was waterlogged. The ball that Mays hit, that otherwise would have rolled completely to the fence, stopped short of the fence because of the water, which gave Roger Maris the opportunity to get to the ball in a way that would not have been possible had the field been dry. But to his credit, Roger Maris came up throwing, made an incredible, beautiful cutoff throw, perfect cutoff throw on the fly to Bobby Richardson. Bobby Richardson, the second baseman who had gone out correctly to take the cutoff throw from Maris, turned and threw a perfect strike to Elston Howard at home plate. Matty Alou was held at third base by the Giant base coach, which is a good thing for the Giants because Matty Alou would have been thrown out by at least 10 feet by the cutoff throw between Bobby Richardson and Elston Howard had Matty Alou tried to score. So that was the situation. Matty Alou at third base, Willie Mays at second base, first base was open. Ralph Houk, the Yankee manager, should have walked Willie McCovey. All of the strategy conventionally dictated that. McCovey was the most fearsome left-handed power hitter of his time in the National League. He had homered off of Terry earlier in the series in a 2-0 victory for the Giants, where Jack Sanford had won that game. And Terry was right-handed, McCovey was left-handed. The other thing that people may recall, and I was just a real small boy when this happened, 2 years prior to this time, Ralph Terry had given up a game-winning home run, a walk-off home run, in the last game of the World Series in Pittsburgh in Old Forbes Field against Bill Mazeroski. Ralph Houk should have walked Willie McCovey. He went out and talked to Terry, and for reasons that have never been explained to me, allowed Terry to pitch to McCovey. McCovey ended up hitting a terrific line drive that under almost any other circumstance would have won a World Championship for the Giants. But Bobby Richardson had McCovey played perfectly at second base. Richardson was standing on the short outfield grass in right field between first and second base. He caught the ball. The series was over. The Yankees won 1-0 in the seventh and deciding game. Why do I go into this kind of detail? Well, in October of 1962, as a seven-year-old kid living outside of McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento and going to a military public school, there were only two things that consumed my world that year. One was that my team, the Giants, was in the World Series, having gotten there as a result of having caught the Los Angeles Dodgers on the last day of the regular season, having chased the Dodgers all summer. They caught the Dodgers on the last day of the regular season. They defeated the Dodgers in a three-game playoff, National League playoff, one of the most exciting ever seen, where the Giants came from behind on the road in Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine, down 4-2 in the ninth inning. They scored four runs in the top of the ninth and beat the Dodgers 6-4, went into the World Series against the Yankees only to lose in seven games under the circumstances that I have just described to you, for those of you who don't remember all of that. But you know, I remember those things like they happened yesterday, because there were two things in October of 1962 that were more important to me than anything. One is the San Francisco Giants. Two was surviving. October of 1962 was when the Soviet Union's missile program in Cuba, which was aimed at the United States with immediate and intermediate range nuclear missiles, finally became public. It was the month and year of the great crisis between Kennedy and Khrushchev, and the world was brought literally to the brink of nuclear war. I was only seven, but I understood, at least in general terms, what the adults understood, and that is that the world stood upon the brink of extinction. And unbeknownst to me, my Air Force father, in those days a lieutenant colonel, he would later retire as a full colonel, my father as a lieutenant colonel was directly involved in this in some fashion, working for this Air Force Technical Applications Organization that, unbeknownst to me, of course, as a small child, was working with the CIA and the American Atomic Energy Agency, Atomic Energy Commission, to monitor what the Soviets were doing in Cuba and to prepare an American response. Somehow, some way, nuclear war and the prospect of nuclear war began to eclipse the importance of baseball in the mind of a seven-year-old kid. All of a sudden, the fact that the Giants had lost the World Series was not quite as important as it had been before, thinking about the fact that there could be a world war, and that my brother and I, 4 years my senior, Steve was 11 in those days, and my mother and I could all be vanquished in a moment by a nuclear flash. I remember as a boy seeing those pictures of those mushroom clouds on TV. I remember the nuclear bomb drills at Arthur S. Dudley School in Sacramento, California, where as a second grader we were being coached every day on how to get under our desk at a second's notice. And all these years later, I find it amusing that anyone thinks that any of us would have survived underneath those desks had a Soviet ICBM suddenly arrived in Sacramento, California. But that's the way it was in those days. I was profoundly impressed by all of that and remember vividly sitting down with my brother and my mother, minus my dad, who had disappeared. He was gone on Air Force business the night that John Fitzgerald Kennedy came on television to talk about the fact that the Russians were putting nuclear-tipped missiles into Cuba. All of a sudden, it seems that the importance of the World Series between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Yankees evaporated into nothing. I want to explain those insights from 45 years ago in terms of last night with Barry Bonds and his 756th home run. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Anissa Abd El Fattah will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Anissa Abd El Fattah will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. She is the executive director of the National Association of Muslim American Women, NAMAW. It'll be interesting to talk with her at 8 o'clock this morning about a series of things related to culture, related to Islam, related to Judaism and Christianity, as well as the contemporary scene as we find it in the political world between the United States and the Islamic world, largely over Israel. That ought to be an interesting conversation. And Mark Glenn, I know, was subbing for Michael Collins Piper last night on RBN, and Mark was going to be talking about this whole issue of Jewish-inspired American culture. through such people as Al Goldstein, the Jewish pornographer from New York. Somebody sent me some things on Al Goldstein yesterday that I subsequently sent to Mark Glenn. And Mark called me and said he was going to talk about some of this on the show last night to try to wake some people up in regard to what's been happening with our culture and why it's been happening. I did not listen to the show, but I have every confidence that Mark did a brilliant job with this, and I'll go back and listen to the archive show later from last night's Michael Collins Piper segment where Mark was substituting for Mike. That would have been a very, very interesting show, I'm sure. But at any rate, we'll be covering some of this morning with Anissa Abd El Fattah at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. Back to October of 1962, I was mentioning in the first part of the show that I was 7 years old then, in the second grade. I was living outside of McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento, California, going to Arthur S. Dudley Elementary School in Sacramento. That, in those days at least, was a school for predominantly military kids living on a military reservation outside of McClellan. My dad was tied up in the Cuban Missile Crisis that year, unbeknownst to me, working for the Air Force Technical Application Center. As it turns out, a most secretive Air Force intelligence agency, still in existence, working with the CIA and the Atomic Energy Commission to monitor Soviet nuclear explosions and Soviet nuclear missile sites. So you can imagine how busy my dad might have been in October of 1962 as an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel working for that organization with what was happening with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And as I was saying in the first part of the show, that was also the year that the San Francisco Giants, my team and my brother's team, lost the World Series in 7 games to the New York Yankees, literally on the last out of the deciding and seventh game in the last inning, 1-0, with the tying and winning runs on base, and Willie McCovey lining out to Bobby Richardson to end that series. He lined off of Ralph Terry. As I was saying, the importance of that World Series to me began to pale when the Cuban Missile Crisis and the full ramifications of what might happen became apparent to me as a 7-year-old kid. I was 7, yet I was smart enough to figure out what a serious thing this was, especially after my mother and my older brother and I watched Kennedy's speech on television, talking about how Khrushchev and the Russians had introduced nuclear-tipped missiles into Cuba that could arrive in the United States within 5 minutes. That made a profound impression upon me, especially since I lived on an Air Force reservation, was going to an Air Force school, was thinking about the possibility that there would be a sudden flash of light and that my school would be gone, my home would be gone, my mother and my brother and I would all be gone in an instant if that happened. I had no idea where my dad was. He disappeared and was obviously involved in Air Force business at that time. All of a sudden, the World Series did not seem so important. The fact that the Giants were in the series, the fact that they would end up losing that series to the Yankees under the most traumatic of circumstances did not matter. All of a sudden, the survivability of my family mattered. All of a sudden, the survivability of the world mattered, and the survivability of America mattered. I was profoundly impressed by that as a 7-year-old kid, and I can still remember a book that I still possess called Eggermeyer's Bible Handbook. My parents had given this to me earlier that year in the spring for Easter. It had all of these Bible stories from the Old and the New Testament in it that were thoroughly based upon the Old and the New Testament, had lots of nice pictures. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, I began reading a great deal of the sections of that book. Why? Because although I believe I was a Christian prior to that time, I for sure was one in the midst of that time. It became important to me to focus upon the things of God, and in my case, the things of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, while there was yet time, because it suddenly occurred to me that there might not be a tomorrow if those Russian nuclear missile warheads suddenly arrived in Sacramento, California. I had figured that out as a kid, and so I began to focus upon the things that mattered. Why can't American society now focus upon the things that matter? Why are they hung up on Barry Bonds and a 756th home run? We'll cover that when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined in approximately half an hour from now by Anissa Abdel Fattah. She is the head of the National Association of Muslim American Women. We will have an interesting conversation with Anissa for 2 hours, building potentially on some of the things that Mark Glenn was talking about last night on Mike Piper's show. So that's where we're headed. In the meantime, I'm reminiscing about October of 1962. I was 7 years old, living on a military reservation in connection with McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento, California. My father, unbeknownst to me, was working for the super secretive Air Force Technical Applications Center, directly involved in the events in Cuba that related to the Cuban Missile Crisis of that month and year, and the great confrontation between Kennedy and Khrushchev over the introduction of Russian-tipped Russian nuclear-tipped missiles in that island prison that were aimed directly or were about to be aimed directly at the United States. That was the year that the Giants and the Yankees were in the World Series. My team, the Giants, lost in seven games, literally on the last out in the ninth inning of the seventh game, 1-0, when Willie McCovey lined out to Bobby Richardson off of Ralph Terry, with Matty Alou and Willie Mays left stranded on third and second bases, with what would have been the tying and winning runs for the Giants had McCovey's line drive made it into the outfield. Why is this important? Well, as I was beginning to explain, as a seven-year-old child at that time, once the Cuban Missile Crisis was fully underway and I saw Kennedy's speech on television and my dad was gone, and it dawned on me that I was living on a military reservation where a lot of people were getting prepared for potentially terrible things, I began to understand that the World Series did not matter, that the survivability of the planet and my country and my family was what mattered, and my relationship with God was what mattered. That was an important insight, and as I was reading the Edgar Meyer's Bible Study Handbook at that time, the one that my parents had given me in the spring of 1962 for Easter, I began to prepare myself to meet my Lord in case things went really wrong. That was an important lesson. I learned at age seven that God and country and family and my fellow human beings were a lot more important than baseball and who won the World Series. And I had to learn that in the context of the fact that my team, the Giants, were in the series that year. And up until we got involved in this brouhaha with Khrushchev and the Soviets, I thought that whether or not the Giants won the World Series was the most important thing in the universe. All these years later, 45 years later, I'm looking at an America that's in complete decline. I'm looking at this mess that we're involved with in the Middle East. I'm thinking about lunatics that want to expand this military conflict into Pakistan and Iran, who want to continue supporting our present foreign policy in Palestine, which I think is a terrible, terrible thing. And we are watching while America is decomposing in terms of physical infrastructure. We talked about that with Greg Felton on Monday in regard to the collapse of this bridge in Minneapolis and what that really means. Alan Stang was on yesterday to talk about the deeper implications of the assassination attempt on George Wallace 35 years later and all of the threats that that sort of thing poses to Ron Paul in the context of Congressman Paul's honest run for the presidency amidst a sea of crooks. Those are significant things, folks, far more important than the fact that Mr. Bonds hit his 756th home run last night and allegedly is now the home run king of baseball. I say allegedly because this gets back into this steroid controversy, which we have to at least mention in passing. That's going to be an ongoing debate in regard to whether or not Bonds really deserves the accolades of last night, because of this controversy that surrounds his ethics in regard to steroids and in regard to the larger issue of baseball generally when it comes to steroids. Be that as it may, I'd like to suggest something. The World Series this year doesn't matter. Barry Bonds' home run record doesn't matter. All of the controversy surrounding him does not matter, except as a commentary on the larger implications of the cancer that has begun to impact all of American culture, even in baseball. What really matters is our relationship with God. What really matters is the constitution of our country and whether or not we're losing it based upon the policies of this administration and the national security establishment and a comatose Congress. Those are the things that matter. Our relationship with our family members and our friends should be what matters. And whether or not we step into a third world war this year or next year for some very bad reasons, those are the issues that matter. I could care less now about the San Francisco Giants. I could care less about Barry Bonds. I am somewhat sickened by this whole situation of last night, not simply because of the steroid controversy that surrounds Bonds and many other players in the major leagues, and what that steroid controversy says about our culture and its values. To that extent, I'm concerned about it, and to that extent, it sickens me. But beyond all of that, I could care less about the Giants and Barry Bonds or any of the other things that these guys talk about at ESPN 1 and ESPN 2 and all of these other sports-related channels. It should be as irrelevant to you and me today, as irrelevant as all of this trash that is being given to us by Hollywood and the entertainment media. Think of this show, Entertainment Tonight, and what garbage that is. We think about these tabloids and the supermarket stands at our places of shopping for food. That's where American culture is now. Hopefully, as a listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network, that's not where you are. Hopefully, that's not where I am. Hopefully, there are some folks out there who listen to RBN, who attend the church of their choice, and who are involved in their communities in a way that matters, who acquaint themselves with serious political and constitutional and cultural issues that do matter in the context of the history of our nation and where we are right now, who read the American Free Press, who are supporting Congressman Paul, who listen to Mike Piper and Mark Glenn and all of these other very fine people who acquaint us with what really matters. That's where we need to be. So get your relationship with God where it needs to be. Get your relationship with your family members and friends where it needs to be. Care about your country and our Constitution and what our foreign policy is doing to other people when it need not be moving in that direction. That's what's important. I can't emphasize it strongly enough. Barry Bonds is not important. This ridiculous home run record and this controversy that surrounds it is not important. Who wins the World Series this year is not important, or the Super Bowl. For all of you people right here in San Antonio that are attending the Dallas Cowboys training camp at the Alamo Dome, there's certainly nothing morally wrong with that. And if you're doing that sort of thing, it might be okay in the context of taking your kids down there and having some good times with them this summer. I'm not a legalist. I think that there's a sense in which that might be okay and can be okay. And if you keep it in perspective, it is okay. But folks, here in Texas, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and if their situation this year in the NFC East Conference is what you live and die for, just like I lived and died with the San Francisco Giants as a young boy in October of 1962, if that's where you're coming from, there's something wrong. Our kids' situation in Iraq, our cultural situation, the spiritual decline of our nation, the people that are behind the destruction of our economy and the destruction of the working middle class in this country, the kinds of things that we are doing abroad in the name of freedom that have nothing to do with freedom, that are recruiting all new generations of enemies to be aligned against our own people at a future time. These are the things that matter. And if you don't care about these things, if you haven't been involved before, get involved now. Read the right things. Listen to the right shows. Talk to your kids about the things that matter. Focus upon the things of God. Talk to your kids about the things that are going to affect their lives, not simply now, but in eternity. You know, Mark Glenn and I talk a great deal about these matters. I don't have children. Mark Glenn and his wife have 8 children, and of course many of you know who read his columns in the American Free Press and who listen to him when he comes on RBN are aware of the fact that some years ago Mark and his wife left Cincinnati with their 8 kids and went out to Idaho. And they're very, very interesting people because if you know them the way I know them, you know that their priorities are right. Mark is really concerned about what's been happening to his Catholic Church since Vatican II. He is concerned that his kids know something about God and Jesus Christ personally as well as intellectually. He is concerned that he and his wife model Christian behavior to their children and that they find themselves as a refreshing contrast to their own children. A contrast to this sick, decadent American culture that has become so cancerous in the last 45 years. Those are the things that are important to Mark and Vicki Glenn. I know this. It's a ministry to me to listen to Mark tell me the things that he does about what's important to him and to his wife, and the things that they worry about where their own kids are concerned, the kinds of things they try to do in their larger church fellowship to get other people on beam with thinking about the right things. Folks, that's where all of us should be. To me, when I think about my relationship with God and with Jesus Christ, my instance as a Lutheran pastor, when I think about my church, Emmanuel Lutheran in South San Antonio, when I think about my parents and my in-laws, when I think about my older brother in Dayton, Ohio, and his family, when I think about people who write me with concerns and problems and ideas that matter, those kinds of things are the things that I need to be focused upon. You know, last night I was already in bed trying to read a little bit of scripture and a little bit of Dr. Harold O.J. Brown's book, Heresies, before retiring, when my wife called to me from the other room and she said, "Barry Bonds, is it bad? You got to come in and watch this." So, you know what I did? I got up after 47 years of following the San Francisco Giants. And for many, many years, that was a serious, serious following on my part. I could care less now. But you can go all the way back to 1960, when as a boy of five, I saw my first game in Candlestick Park and saw Willie Mays and Juan Marichal and Willie McCovey. That governed my life for an amazing number of years. I suffered with the Giants through all kinds of catastrophes that many of you know about if you follow baseball. The Giants have never won the World Series since moving west in 1958. 5 years ago, they choked again and lost the World Series in a situation where they should have won. That was a recurring theme over a period of decades if you're a San Francisco Giants fan. But my wife happened to have this thing on television, so I got up and went to the television, and I watched Barry Bonds face this left-handed pitcher from the Washington Nationals. And this kid was in a situation where he was behind in the count, 3-1. And I said to my wife, "You know, there's nobody on base, and weak hitting behind Bonds. The percentage pitch for this kid to throw is that hard curveball. If he gets it over, Bonds won't touch it. He should not throw the fastball." What does the kid do? He throws a fastball. Bonds hits it out of the park for the record-breaking home run. So I stayed up long enough to see the things that immediately followed, and then I went back to bed. And I thought to myself, you know, all these years later, I think about the number of kids that are out there that worship Barry Bonds. Worship Bonds or some other athletic figure who is an equally decadent figure or even worse than Barry Bonds. Could be Michael Vick, right? Maybe there are kids in Atlanta, Georgia that have worshiped Michael Vick. Well, with the things that have now come out on him, what was obviously idolatry before has become obscene idolatry, right? These are people who have not only displaced God in the minds of many American young people, that's bad enough, but then when you look into the lives of these men, they are, for the most part, hardly exemplary figures. Why? They're a part of a larger American culture that has gone completely into the tube. That's why. They have become something that mirrors the culture that they're a part of and that has produced them. And to that extent, I was thinking last night of how good it was that I watched Barry Bonds for 5 minutes and came away from the whole thing not caring one whit about it, except for what it said about our society. That's why I have decided to tell you about my own experience as a child in October of 1962 in Sacramento, California, following the World Series that year between the Giants and the Yankees that went 7 games. Check it out, folks. The 1962 World Series. 7 games. It went down to the last inning of the last out in Game 7. The Giants lost 1-0. Willie McCovey lined out to Bobby Richardson off Ralph Terry. Matty Alou was stranded on third with a tying run. Willie Mays was stranded on second with what would have been the winning run for the Giants. And all of a sudden, my world came apart because the Giants lost. Until I was hearing about Russian missiles in Cuba. Until my mother had my brother and me in front of the television with her watching John Kennedy explaining the meaning of those missiles and what it might mean. All of a sudden, at the age of 7, I could put together the fact that my Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Father, who had suddenly disappeared, had to be directly involved in those events. All of a sudden, the giants didn't matter anymore. All of a sudden, my relationship with God and His Son Jesus was what was important to me, and what thankfully has been important in the 45 years since then. And I am reminded today that the fact that I became acquainted with God in a new and exciting way in October of 1962, personally, as I began to search the scriptures as a child of seven, that priority, and the priority of my family, the priority of my country and the constitution of my country, those foundationally began to be the things that really mattered. I never quite looked at baseball in the same way again. That's my message today for those of you who saw Barry Bonds last night, or who will have to endure him today and endure replays of last night's home run as you watch television news, if you do tune into that sort of thing. There's something more important than Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants, folks. And it's God and it's Jesus Christ. It's the United States of America, according to its Constitution. And it's our own people and a lot of other people in the world. Those are our real priorities, hopefully, if we listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network and understand what we've been chatting about this morning. We will have Anissa Abdel Fattah on at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Anissa Abd El Fattah will join us at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. She is the head of the National Association of Muslim American Women. We'll be talking about culture and things theological and political with Anissa this morning, perhaps with some reference to some of Mark Glenn's material from last night on Mike Piper's show. Mark Glenn, of course, is substituting for Mike Piper all this week so that Mike can get a much-needed rest. Tune in Mark Glenn at 8 p.m. Through the rest of this week, through the end of the week, I guess, Friday, 8 p.m. tonight, Thursday, and Friday, 8 p.m. Central, you can catch Mark Glenn as Michael Collins Piper's substitute and have an hour of very, very significant conversation with Mark Glenn. We've been talking this morning in the first hour about Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants with reference to my own experience as a child in October of 1962 living on a military reservation in conjunction with McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento, California. The San Francisco Giants lost the 1962 World Series to the New York Yankees in seven games, and yet, as I was saying this morning, all of that paled for me in significance once the Cuban Missile Crisis began in earnest, once I began to understand that the world was teetering on the brink of disaster. I could grasp that at seven, and somehow God and country and family, the things that really matter, that began to eclipse the importance of the fact that for me the Giants had lost the World Series. Will contemporary America learn the same lesson 45 years later by ceasing to focus upon people like Barry Bonds and all of these irrelevant issues that ESPN 1 and 2 talk about? Will contemporary America reorient its priorities once more toward God and family and nation and Constitution? Will we start looking at what Mr. Bush has been doing with this country and this Congress has been doing with our country? Will we gain our country's independence again and become a republic again and get out of the empire business? Those are the things that matter. And it seems to me that Barry Bonds and his 756th home run are a complete irrelevancy. Now, the irrelevancy is perhaps even compounded by the fact that there's the steroid controversy that surrounds Mr. Bonds and whether or not his record is legitimate, whether or not the records of an entire baseball generation that has been raised with steroids and drugs are legitimate in comparison to the feats of Ted Williams and Stan Musial and Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle and Hank Aaron and Juan Marichal and Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson and so forth and so on. That's certainly an issue as it pertains to cultural degeneracy in our time and the fact that cultural degenerates have been teaching their kids to worship baseball and football and basketball instead of God and to worship men who are totally non-exemplary people. Think about it, folks. Let's get our priorities back in line while we still can. Anissa Abd El Fattah will join me at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent